The U.S. gives Hong Kong a Thanksgiving present. Beijing's not pleased. From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump signed into law a bill that would impose sanctions if China doesn't respect Hong Kong's legal autonomy. Protesters in Hong Kong are preparing to celebrate, calling it a Thanksgiving present. China's foreign ministry threatened to retaliate, accusing the U.S. of bullying and publicly supporting violent criminals. There's some concern that trade talks between the U.S. and China could be affected. As China's economic might grows, so do its options for retaliation. One of those methods has increasingly been the consumer boycott. Our China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from Shanghai.
In 2008, China was preparing to host the Summer Olympics. As part of it, the Olympic torch made a 4.5-month-long trip to Beijing. One of the stops was in Paris, where protesters calling for a free Tibet interrupted the relay. A few people tried to grab the torch from a Chinese athlete in a wheelchair. Back in China, consumers immediately called for a boycott of French products. Chinese citizens protested outside French supermarket chain Carrefour in more than 10 Chinese cities. Andre Chiang is with the business group France-China Committee.
The Chinese consumers started to realize the power of their number.
China's 1.3 billion citizens sometimes use boycotts to stand up for the country's territorial integrity. Sean Ryan is the author of the book, The War for China's Wallet.
They go back to what they consider humiliation. During the Qing Dynasty, they feel that the Western powers enslaved the Chinese to opium, destroyed the country's economy.
It's not just consumers, he says. Chinese businesses also have clout. When the general manager of the NBA's Houston Rockets tweeted support for protesters in Hong Kong recently, Chinese e-commerce giants like Alibaba stopped selling Rockets merchandise.
Because they're showing the government that they will support the motherland.
Sometimes, he says, the government whips up public anger. In 2016, it felt threatened when South Korea signed a deal with the U.S. to deploy an anti-ballistic missile shield called THAAD. Ryan says the government criticized South Korea in the Chinese state press.
They basically said, how dare does this little country install something that could be an offensive tool against us?
Chinese consumers took the cue. They stopped buying Korean cars, cosmetics, and snacks. Till now, most group tours to South Korea remain banned, as are new Korean TV dramas. But most boycotts don't go that far. Again, Andre Chiang.
The Chinese consumer doesn't necessarily have a very long memory.
So, he says, even though boycotts can hurt companies' reputations and their bottom line, it is possible for them to recover. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
30 million of us are flying somewhere for Thanksgiving, and more people are buying travel insurance for those flights. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at why.
If you buy a ticket from an airline site or Expedia or Travelocity, right before you check out, a question comes up. Do you want to protect your purchase? Brett Snyder with airline industry blog Cranky Flyer says there's a reason you're seeing that question more than ever.
These travel insurance policies can be quite lucrative for whoever sells them.
And more people are clicking yes, says Megan Moncrief with Square Mouth, a travel insurance comparison website.
Traveling is just riskier than it used to be. Delays are more common, we know of that. And then there's just so many storms.
Even so, Charlie Leoka with consumer advocacy group Travelers United says do your research before you drop anywhere from nearly $20 to close to $100.
We see a lot of people just in a knee-jerk reaction buying travel insurance and not really looking at exactly what they're getting.
Leoka says your credit card may already cover the same things as a travel insurance policy. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Thanksgiving is not celebrated in much of the world. Most people in London, for example, don't do Thanksgiving. But that hasn't stopped some businesses. The BBC's Victoria Craig visited, among other places, a butcher shop in London that's been selling a full Thanksgiving dinner for the past 30 years. Hi, Victoria. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Sabri. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
So who is this British butcher and why does he celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, it's C. Lydgate, and it's a 150-year-old butcher shop in the heart of London. It used to be right near the old U.S. Embassy, which meant a lot of U.S. expats were living nearby. So the fifth-generation butcher who runs the shop now, his name is Danny Lydgate, he told me that 30 years ago, it was a question from a customer that got him thinking about offering the whole Thanksgiving shebang.
About 30 years now we've been doing American Thanksgiving. I think it's another thing to celebrate, and I think it's a good thing. Lots more London pubs now are offering different meals for Thanksgiving. Pumpkin pie has definitely become more welcomed in London especially.
So now they do it every year. They have a huge range. So they do turkey, gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and three kinds of pie, including pumpkin, pecan, and apple.
So one more U.S. export. Is this being driven by marketing, though? I mean, or is it an actual, like, organic transmission of culture?
I think it's a little bit of both, actually. If you walk into Whole Foods here, you see huge displays of Libby's canned pumpkin and all the baking supplies you need to make pie and fresh whipped cream. So I think having American chains actually helps sort of solidify the idea of Thanksgiving in people's minds here. Pumpkin as a dessert hasn't really caught on. Pumpkin pie is kind of starting to get there. But for example, I made pumpkin bread a few weeks ago for the office, and no one knew exactly what it was. They asked, was it sweet? Is it savory? Once they tried it, they loved it. But I like to think I'm doing my bit to impart our American traditions one pumpkin at a time.
The BBC's Victoria Craig, thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks, Sabri.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. In Washington, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.